I apologize for the technical glitch there, but please forgive us. We're on, and you're on the Maximum Radio Network, and we are on Global Time with Jesus Christ. And I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next few minutes. And thank you for coming. Thank you for taking your time and being up early and being ready to approach the altar of prayer. Today's program, our title is He Speaks from a Position of Mercy. And that position is one that He keeps constantly so that we are benefiting all the time. Now, you have a brand new day, and I do too. That's a mercy. His mercies are new every morning. So look forward to more mercies during this day, beginning this morning. Well, welcome to all of our listeners wherever you are, whether you're live or streaming. Please know that you're welcomed. And today is Friday, August 30th, and it's the 13th year of our Lord. Now today, our I Am for today, the name of God that, and the character of God actually, that we want to meditate on for the rest of this day, and it's Friday. And of course, we can thank God that it's Friday. And the I Am for today, or the meditative morsel of God's character, I mean, He is so huge, so awesome, so multifaceted in His being that we can only take a little speck at a time and handle that. That's about all we can handle. And for today, it's taken from Numbers chapter 7 and verse 89. And it says, "Now when Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him," and that means to speak with the Lord, "he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim. Thus he spoke to him." Well, our I Am, or takeaway, or meditative morsel, if you will, is He who speaks from a position of mercy. And that's none other than the Lord Himself. He speaks from a position of mercy. Moses encountered His voice and is speaking from the mercy seat while Moses was in the tabernacle. So that's powerful stuff. So we thank you for receiving the fact that God said, "I am that I am," and His nature is such that He speaks from a position of mercy. Well, please remember, we are always open for a praise report. We love to know. We love to show off our God, letting everyone know that He is an awesome God. We love to show Him off because we are in agreement with Him. He is an awesome God. And so we're just repeating and extolling the truth. Also, your prayer requests are welcomed. Most definitely. If you have a situation, something weighing on you or something on your heart, and I will share in a moment one of the things that's on my heart on today that I would love to share with you, and I'll do that in a moment. But if you have something that you would like to share, you want to give air to it, you want to give breath to it so that life can be pumped into it, life as only can come from heaven. But in the meantime, while you're waiting to do that, the burden I personally have on today has to do with the fact that our nation is on the brink, if it hasn't already, overnight. haven't had a chance to touch base with the news, but we want to pray for our nation and its leaders as decisions are meditated upon about going to war with Syria, the nation of Syria, over its alleged use of biological, or rather chemical, weaponry, which is against the nation's tacit agreement among themselves that they would not use such means. And so, whether it's alleged or not, it's what has in fact happened or not. Well, our nation is contemplating, as I said, if it hasn't already overnight, because we haven't had, I haven't had touch with the news yet. I've been in touch with heaven first. After the program, I'll try to catch up with what's going on in our world at the moment. But let us pray for our president. He is a commander in chief, and he has the awesome responsibility of making a very difficult decision, because lives obviously will be lost in the process. And we want to make sure that we've done our part. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us approach the throne of grace and mercy carefully. So please join us in prayer. Father, we come into your courts, and we do come with praise. Praise for who you are. Praise that we have access, that we can come in boldly, and we can do so without fear. We also come in with thanksgiving, thanking you even for this wonderful day that you've given to us, another day of life in the land of the living, where we can lift up your holy name and where we can interact and partner with you in agreement and in purpose to bring about your will, which is done in heaven, bringing it to earth. That is your plan, that is your purpose, and we are in agreement with that. So we are praying today, asking for your will to be done even on this day. Father, nations stand at the brink of war. And Father, war, as it's seen in the earth, without your direction, without your heading it up, is nothing but pure loss of life and liberty. Father, we thank you for our president and for the leaders of this nation. And we pray, O God, that you would give them the wisdom that they need in order to make the right decisions as concerning whether or not to go to war, and if so, how to approach that. Father, we thank you that you are on the throne, so we are not without hope. We are full of anticipation of your ruling and overruling, and that your hand moves, and that your hand will move in favor of the preservation of life and liberty. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy, the dark forces, are on the retreat, even as you advance through your people in prayer. And Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for giving us the burden to pray for this situation, which is very present and real. We are not involved, each of us, but the nation is, and its forces are. And we thank you for being with the men and women who are on the front lines, that you would guide and you would keep them and protect them from the snare of the adversary, the traps of the adversary, the plots of the adversary, so that whatever the commander says, and they're able to carry out with safety and preservation of life. Father, keep the losses on the other side, the children, preserve them, Preserve them. Preserve their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, those who are part of the adversary's plot to destroy life, Father, we come against that in the name of Jesus. Right now, we stand with you for life and liberty. And we pray that your angels, your forces, your heavenly army will surround and protect those that must be protected in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, and we stand in agreement that there is a victory for heaven, a victory for this nation, even as it moves to right whatever is wrong. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm glad you shared that burden with me. I felt that strongly, that we needed to pray. Yes, we needed to pray for that. Yes. If it hasn't happened yet, something will happen in the next not too many hours. It's impending, and the hand of the adversary that would destroy even the lives of innocent children using chemical weaponry needs to be addressed in some kind of way. That is, whoever is doing it, it is not lawful in God's sight, not even in the among the nations. So we thank God for the fact that we can call on Him. Otherwise, what will we do? Pray tell, what will we do? We have no other resort but to call on heaven. God is the God of armies. He is God Almighty. Yes, He is not Almighty. He's not just mighty. He is Almighty. Total capability. So that's why we call on Him. Okay, any praise report or prayer request? Thank you for joining me in mine, and I want to join you in yours.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning to everyone. Good morning, Pastor. I
Good
have a
morning.
Praise report this morning. I thank God for answering prayer. I have been for a while now praying for all my family, my relatives, and especially the males in my family and all of my relatives. And I got a phone call yesterday that my nephew, who got married last year, praise God, that tomorrow he will be getting baptized. And I was so ecstatic.
Hallelujah.
One of the persons that I've been praying for because of, you know, everything that's been going on with him. I just thank God this morning, and I would like the saints to agree with me that, you know, now the enemy is not pleased and that he would might be coming against him. But I just pray, let's pray and lift him up, that he would be able to stand, that he would get into God's word and stay in God's word, that he would have the armor and the defense that he needs to fight against everything that the enemy might try to attack him with, even as he decides to take this step towards his salvation and being in the ark of safety. I praise God for him. I praise God for him this morning.
Well, thank you for that praise report. And, of course, God is at work. And we just have to be patient. Now, also, we want to recall that God does not, he doesn't have to do anything. He completes what he started. That's why we can be assured that Satan will not win this cosmic battle for the minds and hearts of people. He won't win. He's already lost. And what he is doing, he is just resisting. He's just an insurgent trying to resist and trying to recapture what he's lost. So now you're praising God, and we're with you on that for a family member who has come to the Lord and has taken a serious step of commitment by following Christ in the water baptism. So we thank God for that. Let us just seal what God has done and is doing. Let Zion put the seal of God on what God has already done. Father, we thank you right now for what you've done concerning this young man's life, and you've caused him to be stirred by your Holy Spirit so that he acts, he takes action, concrete action, to make visible the intents and thoughts of his own heart, that he intends to follow you, he intends to serve you. And Father, there's an adventure of greatness, an adventure of joy that awaits him as he takes the steps that you will lead him to, because that is your heart's desire, that he would truly become a son of righteousness. Yes. And we thank you, Lord, for all that that involves and entails, and for the others that would be touched and influenced by his testimony, by his life, by the shining of the light of heaven in and through his life. Keep him safe in the name of Jesus. Father, we install a hedge of protection right now in the name of Jesus, over which the enemy cannot step to touch or to harm. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus prevails. The blood prevails in Jesus' name. And we pray that this vessel will be one that pours forth, pours out, and speaks out, declares the powers of heaven, the powers and the vision of your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you for that praise report. Oh, it encourages our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Father,
yes.
I know the other is stopping behind. I know you're going to touch the others too. Yes, Lord, and that they too will come to know you, come into the ark of the Lord. I thank you in advance for that move. I thank you, God, in advance. I thank you, Lord, in advance. I give you the praise,
Lord,
in advance, because I know that you
will do it.
What you'll do it, Father God, because I declare it almost every day. I declare that as for me and my house, we will serve
the Lord.
We
will serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. You tell us of all the things that I'm not as if they are. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm calling it and I'm declaring it that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 If anyone out there has the same sentiment and desire for their family, please do not hesitate to claim that prayer for yourself and for your family and for your community. Claim it. Claim it. It may be one person that's speaking, but you're all in agreement for the same result. So please, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Speak. Give life. In the name of Jesus, we apologize for some static. That was just momentary, and we thank God it's cleared up. Well, once again, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, it's Friday, and we're heading into a gorgeous and great weekend. In our region, it's the Labor Day weekend, and there's a holiday on Monday nationally. And we're looking forward to worshiping the Lord on day after tomorrow, and I trust that you are too. And but in the meantime, feel free to share your prayer request with us. And what I would like to do, even now, I would like to pray for, you know, we've been praying for the, we've begun to pray for the high schools in our region. And please, again, adopt the prayer for your particular region where you are. And we're praying for the 8th to 12th graders. That's the 14 to 18-year-olds. And these are young people that are full of youth and energy. And the Lord did say, the prophet Joel did prophesy, and it began to occur on the day of Pentecost, that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And the young men and the young women are included. They are not left out. So let's ask God to for a visitation upon our schools. And so today we want to pray for Technology High School. That's Technology High. That's here in the city of Newark, one of the 11 high schools that we are aware of. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let's take these young people and this school that before the altar right now. Father, we offer prayers and thanks for this school, Technology High School, which is located in our community. We thank you for it. We thank you for the facility that these young people can come and they can learn and grow and develop. They can be educated so that they are prepared, not just for life, but life in and with you. We thank you, Lord, for you, what you've provided. We welcome this school into our community. And we also put this school before you right now. Every student, beginning, Lord, with the administrator of the school, we pray for him or her even now in the name of Jesus. We lift them up. Give them the strength, the stamina, the wisdom on how to deal and to handle our students and how to lead them into the adventure of education. We pray for each student, even as they awaken right now, preparing to attend that school, that you would give them the energy and strength, and that you would focus their minds and thoughts. Give them the courage, Lord, to just be wise enough to listen to their teachers, their instructors, even as they prepare to return to school. So we thank you right now for this school, for the fact that you've provided an institution that will educate our young people. And we pray that their education would be totally complete, not without the knowledge of you. Bless them even on today. Keep them safe from all harm. We rebuke the plots of the enemy to take their young lives. In Jesus' name, we speak life and safety. We speak your vision into reality for them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I think that's wonderful that we would stop to really pay attention to issues such as education and all that surrounds that, including safety, security, and provision, all of those things that are needed and necessary. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, is there another praise report? Or is there a testimony, a prayer request? We've just got less than a minute. Or not quite less than a minute, just a little more than a minute, but it's winding down. And try to get your prayer request in right now, if you can. We will use our... Yes, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Yes. I'm just going to say short. This is Diane that came with Tasha to the office. On behalf of
Diane.
Eleanor, yeah.
Praise God.
I'm missing you. But I just want to say this morning, thank you for praying for my husband. And I
how was he doing? I thought about you guys earlier this week.
He has not gotten worse. I must thank God for that. He has not gotten worse. He finished his first set of chemo now, and he's on a Neupogen injection. Today is the last to bring back up his white blood cells. And then they will proceed to surgery. So I wanted to continue to pray for him during this time. He's very weak, but he has not worked.
Yes. Yes.
And
well,
God
weakness with you.
Really, God has been really coming through a lot. We want to thank you. I will call you personally.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I'm glad to hear your voice. I was thinking about your father. We thank you for Diane, and thank you for what you've provided for them in terms of treatment, and thank you for keeping her husband safe as he went through the treatments. And Father, now we know that health and energy comes from heaven, comes from you. And Father, now we release that into his being, into his body right now. And Father, we also speak perfect peace over him and for him in Jesus' name. Thank you for keeping this couple strong in Jesus' name. Thank you for keeping them strong as they went through this very difficult challenge, health challenge that they're experiencing. But Father, we're looking for a complete remission, healing in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them both in their inner man and in their bodies in the name of Jesus. Bless them richly. Provide, continue to provide for them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Diane, please come in and see me. Just
I'll
come around
you.
And please do.
Yeah.
You guys have been on our hearts, and I thank you for calling in.
As long as his strength comes through good, as long as his strength is good, I think I tell him we'll try and come to church on Sunday.
Good. But as importantly, I would love to see you, even if you just visited the office.
Okay.
Amen. I would love to see you and give greetings to your husband, please. Tell him that he's on our heart, and even though we actually haven't met, but we're thinking about him and his wellness. Hallelujah. Let me close in prayer. I just feel this. Father, we speak to the blood cells right now.
Yes.
Speak to my brother's body right now. And every cell is there to produce life and to protect life. And we speak to them and we wake them up right now in the name of Jesus. Cause them to multiply rapidly in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I thank all of our prayer partners everywhere. I thank all of our live partners. I love you. I have to tell you that. I love you. I feel so surrounded by great people. I thank you. It's just totally awesome. And I wake for this. This starts my day. It really does. And I thank you so much. You are a rich, rich blessing. Bless you all. May the Lord have his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and continue to give you peace, much peace, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm talking about the store. But what happened?
Yeah, great.